It's time for another audio boo, answering your hard questions. And I'm here once more with Dr. Strangelove, the producer, who's managed to stay awake long enough to do this. What are the questions for us this week?
Right, first one is from Alex from Gloucester, and he or she asks, what is the song you can never get out of your head when you're trying to get to sleep?
Ah, the earworms. They're terrible. They change, actually, but there's it's usually just lines of songs that I can never remember. Because it's a bad memory, I can't remember all the lines. Though I must admit, a friend of mine did actually create, and I mentioned this on the show before, a friend of mine actually created an entire musical in his sleep. He dreamt an entire musical, all the songs, the plot and everything. And when he woke up, all he could remember was the title, which was called Mr. Twinkle Toes. And that was all. But, as usual, I'm digressing. The one song is Ruby, I Don't Take Your Love to Town. But it's just, I don't know why, but all I know is that you've got this, the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realise, that goes round and round and round and round. It's probably something deeply Freudian. What about you?
Well, I don't really have to try to get to sleep, no, so it doesn't take that long for me to, as soon as I close my eyes, that's it. But for some reason, when I do, it's Tasmin Archer, Sleeping Satellite, and I think it's because it's got the word sleeping, and also she's from Bradford and so am I, so if she could have gets royalties for the amount of times that the song goes in my head, she'd be minted.
So, in fact, what you want to do is to get royalties for sleeping, if possibly can. Yeah. Another question.
Right, next question is from Mick. Don't take offence, but he has a, how do you keep warm on these cold days, and now that you are wasting away?
Well, that's the fantastic thing about the radio, isn't it? You can create this vision, so therefore you think, in fact, that I'm wasting away, because I've talked about Blubber Watch and things like that, but Blubber Watch, Mick, has comprehensively failed. You know, I'm an example of yo-yo dieting, I'm afraid, so I'll lose a few pounds, and then, of course, I'll go on holiday. So the Dark Lady and I have just come back from New York, and put it this way, we're some, well, I'm not her, but I am somewhat larger than I was before I went, which is a bit of a shame. So, in the words of my late mother, I'm going to have a really good go, which is, come the new year, I'm going to have a really good go. So, Mick, I don't really actually feel the cold these days. I can haul myself up on a beach anywhere in the Arctic or the Antarctic and, you know, along with all the other walruses, it'll be just fine. But of course, you don't feel the cold either, do you?
I'm constantly under a duvet, and when I'm not, I'm in the gym working up a sweat, so, yeah, I don't really, I'm not exposed to it very often.
A man who never goes out.